Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Before we do today's second date update, I need a show of hands.
Okay.
If someone reaches out to us and says they technically didn't go on a date with this person, should we still help them?
Yes. I'm saying yes.
Yeah,
am I the
I'm
only
okay
one
with helping
no,
them?
It's literally called second date update.
Dude, come
I
on.
Say no.
Rules, schmools. Let's go.
Just taking the vibe of the room. I'm getting a yes from Alexis.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm getting a yes-ish from Jose.
No, my hands are all the way down to the ground.
I'm all the way up. I got two of my hands up.
Oh, Brooke's cheating. She's using two hands,
my vote.
Jeff.
Oh, okay.
Brooke's cheating.
If you move both hands, it cancels out. So it's a no from Brooke.
No.
Brooke thinks it's not worth calling unless you've made it to third base.
I did not say that.
But it's three against one here. So let's just go to the
what's
phones.
Happening?
Rudy, what's up, man? We're here to help. You know, at least three of us are.
Yeah. Okay.
What was your vote, Rudy? Is your hand up or down?
I'll take all the help I could get.
Awesome. All right, Rudy. Okay. I'm the only one rooting for you over here, Rudy.
So I know you said technically you didn't go on a real date with this person, but what's her name?
Well, Allison is mainly.
Mainly?
Usually you just have one.
She's like, she's got a middle name and a last name, too. Yeah. So he wasn't sure which one to go with.
There was a complicated trifecta happening at one point, which I could get to.
Okay.
Okay, so the name has something to do with it all.
I guess so.
What?
Huh. Yeah.
Where did you meet Allison at?
So my one friend, Mark, he's like a businessy, markety. To tell you the truth, I don't know exactly what he's
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
He wears a tie to work, and it's in a huge building.
Okay.
Well, you know what?
Okay. He works for a big company.
But Mark isn't the guy that we're calling, right?
No.
Okay,
no.
So we don't need his whole backstory. Why don't you tell us about Allison or whatever her name was?
Okay, well, he took us to this party anyways, he and our other friend Jeremy. Uh-huh. And it was like this really super posh party.
Ooh, fancy.
You know, there's going to be free drinks there. Our friend Jeremy, who went with us, is a total partier.
Okay, again, we just need to get to you meeting Allison
yeah
at
okay,
the party.
Okay, I'm just trying to set it up for you. Okay,
all right.
So we go to the party. I feel like we're looking pretty suave, and a couple girls approach us.
Okay.
Is one of these women Allison, or are these completely other
women?
No,
that's my other friend, Cassandra. Yeah. Now,
she, I'm in her.
Okay. I'd be a crazy partier as well.
Yeah. It's Allison and her lovely friend, Whitney, came up to us, and they asked us if we were waiters.
Oh.
Ouch. Oh, that
hurts
so
bad. Has happened to Jose before. Didn't it happen once?
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
Well, I asked if we looked like waiters, and I thought we looked like the guys in Pulp Fiction, so I thought we were looking more that vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Same with me, like Brooke said. You wear a black button-up, everyone thinks you're a server.
Yeah.
Like, come on, this is a nice shirt.
Okay.
I think they were mainly just trying to break the ice and flirt with us. Anyway.
Oh, that'd be smart, kind of. Playful.
Maybe.
And they were cool. They were funny. We were making them laugh. They were making us laugh. We had a good thing going on.
Oh, okay. So you guys started hanging out after the whole waiter debacle.
Yes, exactly. So there was this auction they were going to have to auction this $5,000 bottle of wine or whatever it was off, you know.
Whoa,
they were saying, if we win this bottle, you guys have to come share it with us. So they were definitely putting it out there.
Oh, dang.
And then, you know, the DJ started up. It was all 80s music. We're all dancing together. And I don't mean to be, like, bragging, but I'm pretty sure both the girls ran to me at this point.
Both of them.
What makes you say that?
Yeah.
Just the way we were dancing, and, you know, I felt like a bit of a pinball at one point in a dance line, if you know what I mean.
What was the way? What do you mean, the way you were dancing?
Well, I was in the middle, and I felt like I was kind of getting knocked back and forth a little bit.
Oh,
it's
like an Allison sandwich with whatever her friend
with
was
Whitney.
Named?
Her friend is Whitney. But then Allison pulled me to the side at one point, and we were kind of soloing, so I kind of inched her towards the darkness a little bit. And
you want to go to the dark corner with me?
Where nobody can see or hear you.
Well, you know, we were trying to find a little bit of privacy. It was going that direction.
Okay.
I mean, this is like part business, like party, and part middle school dance.
Yeah.
What it's starting to feel like.
Well, the throwback 80s was, I mean, yeah, it did feel like a different time.
Okay.
Speaking of that, When Doves Cry came on, and she pulls me in, and we start going at it.
Oh.
Is Doves Cry a song?
Do you ask if it's a song?
Yeah.
Oh, Alexis, Prince?
It's an 80s song, so.
I know Prince.
You don't know Prince
I do.
Don't know When Doves Cry.
It's a really, really famous song from the 80s, very romantic. So she pulled you in to kiss during that.
Yes, and it was very hot. It would look like a Prince video.
Nice.
You're wearing all purple. You got a ruffled shirt on.
You're like, oh, my eye makeup is running. Oh, my mascara.
So did something bad happen after this? Like, why?
No, that's what I don't understand. That's why I'm calling you guys, because after that wine auction was over, I went back. I couldn't find Allison, and I found her friend Whitney, and she said Allison had left, but she gave me Allison's phone number.
Okay.
That's a good wing woman.
Oh, yeah.
She just left?
Yeah, and I texted Allison, and I mean, we had a back and forth, but then suddenly she just ghosted, stopped responding.
Oh, interesting. I mean, at first I thought that, like, you know, maybe Whitney gave you the wrong number or something, but if you actually talk to her.
Yeah. I mean, is there anything else from the night that you think could have been a red flag for her?
Not that I can remember.
Was she, like, super wasted?
No.
Were you super wasted?
I mean, I enjoyed maybe 2 drinks at the beginning of the night, but we were dancing. By the time I got the phone number, I sweat it all out.
Okay.
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 Did you end up winning that $5,000 bottle of wine?
Ooh. No.
We'll see.
Nobody did. Maybe that was part of the problem.
Maybe there it is. They said we only want the people that can afford this.
Uh-oh.
I feel that.
All right, Rudy. Well, let's play a song. We'll come back, call Allison, and then we'll try and get you your second date update, all right?
All right. Thank you.
All right. Hold on.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
Sorry to bring back bad memories with this song, Rudy, but I decided to play my When Doves Cry instrumental that I made on my old Retrosonic Synthwave keyboard that I have at home.
That's why it sounds like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But the reason I'm playing it is because Rudy kissed a woman named Allison that he met at a recent charity event while this song was playing in the background.
Yeah.
And by the time the night was over, Allison had already taken off. Luckily, Rudy got her number from one of her friends who was still hanging out there. And so we're about to call Allison because she's been kind of slow, kind of spotty responding to Rudy's text. Mm-hmm. Rudy, how you feeling, man?
I mean, that song was too soon, to be honest.
Oh, buddy. Did you ever even get a chance to ask Allison out again?
I mean, I tried to. That was the no response part. I think that might have been where we left.
That's tough.
Okay.
I just completely don't understand it. Like, even while we were texting, I felt chemistry, and I definitely felt the chemistry that night when we were dancing.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the worst.
Yeah. So you went to that dark corner.
Well, let's figure out what's going on, man. We're going to call Allison. We'll try and get you your second date update. Are you ready?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready.
All right, man. Here we go.
Hello?
Hey, is this Allison?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, my name's Jeff from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, I don't understand. What is this?
This is a radio show.
Yep.
And we do a segment called A Second Date Update. That's also what this is.
Oh.
Okay. Have you ever heard it before?
No, I haven't at all.
Okay. I was a little more hopeful, but that's fine.
At all? Not even once?
Well, you should definitely go to my Instagram, at It's Young Jeffrey, and you'll find a little bit of information about our show on there.
Yeah, he posts once a year.
A very small amount of information, but quality.
Maybe the link to our website. We're legit, though. We're not some weirdos. We do this all the time.
We're not legit, though.
No, we are weirdos.
Okay, well, just...
Anyway, this is called a second date update. That's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them for you to help you figure out the reason why.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Well, it's good. Yeah. Somebody likes you. They want to see you again.
Exactly. And that person's name's Rudy.
Okay. Oh, I don't want to do this.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Do you remember Rudy then from the party?
Yeah. I feel bad. I think he's probably a really nice guy. This is just my friend's fault for giving out my number.
Oh.
Oh, you didn't want Rudy to have your number?
Are you in a relationship or something?
No. The whole thing's really weird. It's kind of a long story.
We have time. That's actually perfect timing.
Well, we don't have too much time, but why don't we tell you what we know? And then you can fill in the blanks, okay?
Okay, perfect.
So we know that you met Rudy and a couple of his friends at a charity event, and you guys hung out for a while, shared some cocktails. You guys were talking about bidding on an expensive bottle of wine together, and you ended up dancing, and you and Rudy shared a nice little kiss.
Well, we shared a kiss. That is true.
Oh, my God. It was like a moment for him. He even knew what song was playing when you guys were kissing.
Yeah. Wait,
it was When Doves Cry. Do you remember that?
I remember it was a slow song.
Okay. It wasn't as magical maybe for you as it was for him?
There were like no sparks lit for me.
I was hoping for something a little easier
than
that.
Literally the opposite of what he said.
Why didn't you like him?
Okay. This is really bad. So please don't judge me. So me and my friend were at this thing and it was really boring. And at the start of the night, we saw this group of guys and I don't know how we came up with the idea, but basically we chose the one that was like the most medium attractive of the group and had a bet of like who could get him to kiss them first.
Most medium.
Oh. Are you serious?
Yeah, I know it's really bad. I didn't think I'd have to tell anybody about it, obviously. So.
I think it sounds kind of fun. But.
Yeah. It was fun. It was definitely fun. It was really messed up. It's not something I would want to like admit to having done, but it was. Right. It made the night way more interesting for sure.
Yeah, and so Rudy was the guy.
Yeah, so we were both kind of just like flirting and being a little competitive, and then like during a slow song, I was kind of able to sneak away with him. And
oh, I see.
This all makes sense. Yeah.
This is why he was saying like they both seemed kind of into me.
Yeah, which I can't believe he was reading that right. I thought he was totally off base. Like, oh, of course, some guy always thinks that.
I thought they were like
women.
Pushing him away.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I understand it started as a bet. Was there anything maybe that was between you two?
Like I said, there weren't any sparks. So I kissed him, and then it was kind of like I got my $20 and I just left to avoid the awkwardness.
Oh man. So it's messed up that your friend Whitney gave him your number.
Yeah, I feel like she did it just to mess with me. Like, I don't know what she thought was happening. It feels like she was just trying to mess with me. Like, she was mad she lost her
$20. Do you realize how well that worked? Like, now you're on a radio show. Your friend trolled you to the utmost degree. Like, you got on the radio.
Yeah, she owes me more than $20.
Yeah.
Well, Allison, as much as I appreciate you sharing that with all of us, this is about to get a little bit more uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Because I need to let you know that Rudy's been on the other line listening this entire time.
Oh, my God. No, I feel so bad.
Yeah, he wants to talk to you.
Oh, really bad. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry.
It's really bad. It's not
great. Rudy, there.
Wow. I thought this usually happens to bad guys. What?
Buddy.
You're not a bad
Don't
guy.
Be upset.
You're a medium guy,
she
according
sucks.
To Allison.
Yeah. Oh, medium attractive, apparently. It felt like you were much more than medium attracted to me. And whether it started as a bet, it felt like there were sparks to me. Better, no bet. I mean,
girls are really good at faking it, bro.
I'm really sorry. I mean, it's not like I honestly even gave you a chance because I was just really. This sounds mean. We were just really bored, and I was just kind of looking for something to do, and it was just like a competitive thing. And so I'm
sorry. But
you
were bored, then you weren't bored when you were hanging out with us. You were having a good time. So,
I did. I appreciate you guys being fun, and I did have a good time. That's definitely true.
Well, maybe you should give me a chance to show you a totally different situation. You approach it differently just to hang out and see if you have a good time. With no bed and no pressure from your friend and no
$20. Hold on, slow down, brother.
Kind of cool because, I mean, listen to this guy. He could be irate with you right now. He could be calling you names. He could be really angry. And instead, he's pretty understanding and pretty chill about it. Like,
I'm an understanding guy. I'm a sensitive, nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, Rudy, it's an impressive response.
Yeah, just even keel, not too hot, not too cold, average Rudy.
Stop it, Jeffrey.
It's a good thing is what we're saying.
Allison, I just think that, like, maybe there's something there if you actually did what he said and gave it a chance.
Yeah, I mean, I Oh, I feel really bad. I feel like I probably owe you that much.
Yeah, and
don't do a pity date.
Yeah.
I think Rudy's fine with that.
Is it possible that Whitney gave Rudy your number because she felt like there was a connection there?
I definitely didn't think about that until now. I mean, it's possible.
Dude, listen, I'm all for love, okay? I love that. But this is probably the first time I've ever said this. Why do you want to go out with her, bro? She just rejected you. You look thirsty now, dog. She's like, I don't like him. It was a game. And you're like, well, let's do it
again.
Say,
you guys are a little thirsty. That's okay.
I know. Oh, medium guys.
Maybe I'm a hopeless romantic, but I really felt something there, and I feel it's worth trying to get a second chance.
It's possible that Allison was so focused on her winnings of $20 that the money just blinded her to what was really there.
100%. That's 100% what could have happened. I'm like an intensely competitive person.
Wow. I didn't think of it that way.
I know. I never thought that line was going to work, but since it did.
How about this? I bet you will have a good time if you go on a second date.
Seeing her 20 and raising her 20? Are we doubling down? What are we doing?
That's right.
I'm doubling down.
In fact, if you say yes to that, Allison, then we will offer to pay for that date.
There we go.
Okay, I would definitely do that.
You are making so much money hanging out with this guy.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a yes?
Yeah, it's a yes.
Yeah!
All right.
Yay!
You won't be sorry.
Look at that. Magic is in the air. Prince has entered the building once again. Congratulations, Rudy.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God. I didn't think this was going to turn out
I didn't
so
think
cute.
So either. In fact, I'm feeling a little bit tempted to kiss somebody here.
Who's the most
mean
of the bunch?
Yeah, I know.
Jose,
Rudy, I love you.
I love you, too.
Prince really does work magic.
Every time.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.